So it's anniversary month, guys. It is anniversary month. This is the month that the podcast is going to be exactly 1 year. Isn't that exciting, right? And I have a way to mark it down, a way to, you know, something to do. Or I don't, you know what? Let me catch my breath. Hello everybody, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night, good whatever time of the day you are listening to this, and welcome to another episode of the Better Times with Daniel podcast. And oh boy, it's an anniversary month, right? As I said in the intro, and it's kind of like this is the month where the podcast is going to be 1 year, exactly 1 year. Specifically, I think on the 27th, or is it the 27th of this month, it's going to be 1 year since I started this podcast. And it's been a journey so far. Yeah, it's been a journey so far. I mean, there's been a lot of highs and lows, especially from the ending of last year to this year still. I've kind of been, in a way, inconsistent in some things and kind of been like in a very, very doubting phase about what to do and things to do. But enough story about that. We'll be discussing that throughout this entire month in bits, throughout episodes. But hello, if this is your first time listening to this podcast, how are you doing? I hope you're doing well. And if you are a returnee, if you are a fluid one, a fellow member of the volatile community, how are you doing? What's up, Homeskillet Biscuit? Yeah, I'm borrowing that from YouTube, my favorite YouTuber, Homeskillet Biscuit. How you doing? Yeah, okay, so. Oh, God of mercy. Love has been the topic of the entirety of February, and I did not talk about love because I didn't want to join the cliche. Actually, it wasn't going to be cliche. I had things I wanted to talk about, but you know, life happens, yes. Last I checked, life is allowed to happen, you know, so you allow it to happen. But anyway, I am going to be talking about love in this episode, specifically the love, or the, should I say, the kindness of a stranger. And I am a Christian, and as most people know, I think most even non-Christians know this, when Jesus Christ was asked what are the greatest commandments, you know, they were hoping that he would say, yes, choose between murder and kinikon, you know, thou shalt not murder is bigger than thou shalt not steal, you know, because murder is taking, no, I bet that was what they were expecting. But Jesus Christ said, greatest laws are but two: love your God with all your heart, with all your mind, and with all your soul, which is an amalgamation, like a joint together of, like, I think the first four, or the first five, 10 commandments, including a Jewish prayer. And also, he said, love your neighbor as yourself. And those are two, like, very, very big things. In fact, many people do not see how connected those two are. It's like, if you love God, you love your fellow man. If you love your fellow man, you should love God, or you will love God, something. But it's like, the love of God flows into us as Christians, and from that love that we receive and experience with God, we love other people, right? But it's so far so good, you know, being humans, it's kind of like have to do things halfway. Most of us have this big devotion to God as Christians, but then we kind of like fail in our charity to other people, which makes, you know, it makes when somebody who, especially a stranger, is kind to you, it does good things to you, it makes it really, really a very, very strange experience. Let me explain. You expect kindness from your friends, you expect kindness, goodness from your family members, from those you hold dear to your heart, or those you think hold you dear to their hearts, right? So when your friend does something good for you, you are appreciative, you are grateful. In fact, sometimes you might be shocked because we weren't expecting it, but you are not really flabbergasted, like, in this way that it's like, oh wow, really, you really did this for me. No, so most, especially, except if it's something really, really big. But most of the time, when our friends do things for us, our family members do things for us, we don't really have that shock factor, except if you come from abusive relationships, which is a different discussion altogether. But when a total stranger, somebody you meet on the street, somebody whose name you probably would not remember in the next 2 months or 1 month or even by the next day, does something really, really nice for you, something really, really good, shows you an act of kindness that you would not expect from someone who does not know you, there is a sense or an act of divinity in that. Because Christ said, love your neighbor as thyself. And that is a difficult thing to do for most people. Now, let's not put it in the Christian thing. We say, okay, love is easy for Christians because that is our nature. Why? Because we have the Holy Spirit of God within us. Yet we still have, I think one of the problems with Christians in Nigeria that I've seen so far, one of the biggest problems, one of, is welfare, charity. It's missing. It's lacking a lot. It's lacking a lot in how we express ourselves. It's lacking a lot in how we think about other people. It's lacking a lot in how we relate with our fellow church members, our fellow brothers and sisters in Christ. And so when you see that welfare being done to you by, or that welfare being expressed towards you by a stranger, somebody you don't know, somebody who you are not even sure is a Christian, you know, let's even say the person is not a Christian, the person is an atheist, an unbeliever, and you experience such great acts of kindness, there is a sense of awe in it, because it's not supposed to happen. I mean, God created us to be good to each other, right? But man has since had a corrupt nature of his own doing. So acts of kindness from strangers is a rare thing. Is a very, very rare thing. In fact, most people, and if you're Nigerian, you've had this experience. If you've not had this experience, maybe you actually live in Abeokuta. If you get that joke, please DM me. Okay, so like I was saying, you've had this experience where you meet somebody at the front desk, and the person first looks at you top to bottom. It's like you're wearing these sandals that is covered with dust, you're wearing short knickers, you know, you're wearing a shirt that has a string pulled on the from the armpit somewhere. So the person gives you a once over and then writes you off. So the moment you say hello again, the person just says, good morning, what do you want? You know, but if you come in with an agbada and stuff like that, the person is automatically nice. And the person is like, yes, good morning, sir. Good morning, ma. How are you? Yes, what can I help you with, sir? What can I help you with, ma? And it's like, that is not being nice. That is trying to take advantage, or that is trying to seem like if someone you can be kind to, somebody you can be nice to, or that's the person is trying to project or present themselves in a way that is pleasing to you so that they can gain favor with you. But an act of kindness from a stranger is the person is not expecting anything from you, not expecting any form of gratitude, any form of reciprocation. In fact, the person most likely might not meet you again ever in your life, right? I remember one time when I was in school and I was really, really hungry. And I barely told this story to people because I barely remember it. And that's part of what I was saying, that sometimes these people do acts of kindness to you and you most likely will not even remember who they are, you know, after a while. So anyway, back to the story. So I was hungry in school and we have this place called Busa. It's Babcock University Student Association. And you know, the Busa building is where the student association is. There's a place where they sell food around, you know, different stores that sell food and stuff like that. So there was a time I was really, really hungry, right? And I think I had 150 with me, or was it 100 naira? So I got there and I was trying to look for something to buy to just eat because I was broke. And I missed lunch already, so there was no way I would eat at that particular moment, unless I waited tonight. But I was really, really hungry because I had classes all day. I was very tired. I didn't eat anything in the morning. And then I was there, I was like, maybe I'll just buy 100 naira pop off, just go and drink water with it inside my hostel. Ah, God, I've suffered. Oh, God, I've suffered. Anyway, so while I was there contemplating, because I didn't stand in front of the stores, I hang back because I'm not about to embarrass myself thinking about what I'll buy with 100 naira. Yes, it's my 100 naira, but still, I get shame. Okay, so I don't know. I think this is God, but somebody approached me, right? And the person was like, "Hey, how are you? I'm Kineko Kineko. You sing, you are part of Grace Chapel Choir, right?" Which, yes, I sing. People knew me in school. Some people knew me in school, like maybe 5 people knew me in school. But I was like, "Yes, yes. How are you? What's your name?" The person told me his name, which I don't remember. God forgive me. And you know, we just chatted for like 10 minutes 15 minutes. The person then asked me, "What are you doing here?" And I said, "I'm trying to get something to eat, but I don't really have much on me, so I can't even really buy something feasible." And the person was like, "Ah, okay, you know what, come." The person was like, "What do you want to eat?" I said, "Ah, I would like to eat rice, so but money with me currently cannot carry rice." And the person was like, "You know what, don't worry." The person bought rice for me, bought a couple of snacks, bought 2 drinks. And I was like, "Lord, is this what celebrities enjoy? Is this why celebrities wait? We need to have this discussion. Is this how celebrities live? Like, do people buy things for them? Maybe all the bling bling that we're seeing is not their money, it's actually people's money. Because if that is it, come on, let me come and turn myself into a celebrity so I can take advantage of people's pockets." Okay, now that I'm done with that joke. But I remember throughout that entire day, I was stumped. Because I was not expecting someone random to just dip their hand into their pocket and then, you know, pay for my food without expecting anything. But I'm serious. For about a week, I was expecting that, okay, this person will approach me again, you know, trying to establish a relationship, and then maybe at some point say, "Okay, can you help me with this?" I'm be like, "Oh, okay, I can correlate how the person doing that for me would lead up to that," right? But that never happened. In fact, I don't think I saw the guy till I graduated. Till now, I haven't seen him. Which is bad. I don't even know if I'll recognize him now. Maybe that's why I think I haven't seen him. I don't think I'll recognize him now. So, and that is not the only time. There have been so many times, you know, just pure acts of kindness. I remember during the pandemic, I used to pray with one of my friend, Timilei, and he always had other people on the call, and we were praying together, right? And then my data finished, so I couldn't be on the call anymore, and I messaged him. I was like, "Yo, I can't continue with prayer with you guys. You guys please continue. I'll continue by myself. My data has finished." He said, "Send your account number." I was like, "Ah," I sent it. I was like, expecting like 1K, 2K. I just saw 10K, bang, 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 from somebody who I did not recognize the name. And I messaged, I was like, "Ogakob, 10K? Are you sure you did not make a mistake?" And he was like, "No, he wasn't even the one who sent it. That somebody on the call messaged him and was like, where is that guy that was firing tongues on the call? Like, why did he disconnect?" And he told her that I was broke and I could not afford 1K data. And she was like, "You know what, send me his account number." Till today, I am still stumped. And one thing I can say is, I believe in goodness because God exists. I believe goodness exists because God exists. So when an act of kindness from a stranger happens toward me, I believe it's an act of God. That's why I think there is a form of divinity involved when strangers show you kindness. Because naturally we are selfish. Even those of us who like doing things for others, do things for others so that we can feel good about ourselves, do things for others so that we can deal with some form of insecurity of ours. We do things for others so that we would have great or nice reputation with people. There's always a benefit to us that we are seeking, no matter how minute or big, that we are seeking when we are doing things for others, when we are helping people out. It's like something Joey said in Friends. He said, "There is no selfless act of kindness." Even if it's just for somebody to say thank you, if that was your aim, it's not selfless, right? But I think even still, when someone you do not know at all, a stranger, shows you kindness, it is an act and provision of divinity, of God in your life. And I do not think most people are genuinely trying to be that representation or be the communicators of that act of divinity in other people's lives. But what if it's intentional? Hear me out. What if you listen to this after today and you think, oh, you want to be that person who brings that act of divinity into somebody's life? Yeah? So which means you would also become a stranger who shows acts of kindness. And there's just so much benefit to you doing this, because one thing I've learned this year or last year is that anything that would destroy my spirit of generosity, anyone who would make me regret being generous does not deserve to be an active part of my life. And I think people should care that much about being generous. People should care about that much about being generous, because generosity is divine. Charity, generosity is divine. Doing things for people when you know they need it. In fact, sometimes you know this person can do this thing for themselves, but then you just do it for them. You know, act of kindness, an act of divinity. Kindness is divine. I'm not talking about being nice and just, you know, just shy doing things for, you know, doing sake. No, I'm talking about true kindness. Kindness is driven by love. And strangers who show kindness to other people, you know, are some of the most loving people. You know, I've seen it, some of them loving people, because you cannot love, you cannot be someone who does not love people and then just does things at random for people. So when a stranger does something nice for me, it reminds me of the act of love and to walk in love myself. So it keeps me in line with the divine nature of God, with the divine love of God, because I see the love of God expressed unto me through that person, and I would love to respond. And the best response, I think, is also to do the same thing to another. So if you are somebody who has been a recipient, a benefactor of an act of kindness from a total stranger, I think the best way to appreciate and be grateful and also to partake in that divine act of love is also to become a stranger who does acts of kindness to people. Okay, so that's all I have for you today. I hope this was helpful. If you love this episode, please take a screenshot of your screen right now, post it on your Instagram story, share it on Twitter, share the link. You know, if you're listening through an app, there's a share button there, just click on it and, you know, share to Twitter, share to your WhatsApp status, spread the word of this podcast. And don't worry, throughout the entire month of March, there's going to be an episode for each Friday. Yes, we are skipping the 2 weeks timeline interval this month, because this is our anniversary month. So an episode every Friday, and I'll see you guys next Friday.